Yellowstone National Park lost 200 cabins this spring. They were part of the park's largest lodging complex. No, it's not the Old Faithful area, nor Mammoth. Penny Preston reports it's in Canyon Village, where the park's biggest hotel once stood.
The Canyon Hotel was Yellowstone's largest from 1910 until 1960. It was created by Old Faithful Inn architect Robert Reamer.
My parents liked to go up there and have dinner.
Hank Coe's parents owned Pahaska, the lodge just outside Yellowstone's east entrance. He was a child in the early 50s when the family would drive from Pahaska to Canyon Hotel, just an hour away.
I just remember this huge hotel that sat up on the side of the hill, and magnificent building, just spectacular. Huge dining room.
But the hotel was condemned and burned down during demolition. Coe remembers the unlikely story that was told by the Cody demolition contractor.
My recollection was that in the middle of the winter, I'm thinking in February when there was huge snowpack, lightning struck it or something happened to it and it caught on fire.
It was replaced by 400 cabins. Despite the history, this spring contractors demolished 200 of the old cabins that were built in the 1950s. Rick Honinghausen is the marketing director for the park's lodging concessionaire. Zantara says they are trying to modernize the area.
With the new contract, a 20-year contract that Zantara received, we're putting over $134 million into park investments.
The biggest chunk of that investment will go into five new lodges in the Canyon Village.
And these will be beautiful, big five-story lodges, very, very sustainably built. And so the visitor experience should be quite improved.
Honinghausen says the lodging footprint will be much smaller than the one required for the 400 cabins that will all be removed. That's the good news. The bad news is there's going to be a short-term lodging shortage.
Until we get the new lodges in place next year, we'll really just be down about 220 cabins.
Cody Chamber Director Scott Balio says gateway communities will benefit.
It means that we'll have additional demand for rooms outside the park.
While some visitors may be disappointed they can't stay in Yellowstone this summer, Balio says the big picture is positive.
In the long term, it's going to be great because those facilities needed to be updated, and that canyon redevelopment will really pay off in the future.
Because of all the changes, Balio says if you want to stay at a hotel inside the park, you'll need to plan early.
There are a lot of people show up and think that they'll just be able to go into the park and get a room, and that's often not the case. We try to ask people and then help facilitate that. Sometimes it's calls to the concessionaire in the park, Zantara. Other times it's directing people to local lodging options so that they have a room for the night. They can use Cody as a hub in and out of the park, so we try to find a good solution for them.
Reporting from Canyon Village in Yellowstone National Park, I'm Penny Preston for Wyoming Public Radio.